We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Do you think this team is better today than it was at the end of last season?
100%. I think this team is better. But once again, we have to see when we go through the training camp, and the preseason. I will say we have, going back to the coaches, I feel very good, very confident about the coaches that we have on this staff and their competency and understanding of the X's and O's. And we're all on the same page. So I feel good about it.
Jerod Mayo on this morning. On the Greg Hill Show here on WEEI, Patriots are 100% better off. Something we'll be getting into here today on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Mayo Monday this morning. And we have Drake May scheduled to join us today on the program. Shooting for 4:30-ish. So keep your fingers crossed that he's very timely. And we'll talk to him then. Regardless, we'll be talking to him here today with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. We'll be asking him the same thing that Jerod Mayo was asked today. You know, how are we feeling about the Patriots? How much better off are the Patriots now that Drake May is here and we know the full draft class? It's our big question of the day. Up now at Jones and Mego. Are the Patriots better off? Are they better than they were a year ago, Mego?
Yes. Look, I'm going to be optimistic, and I don't even think you need to be that optimistic to compare to what they added in the draft to who the offense was last year. This was a bottom three offense in terms of actually scoring on offense, in terms of actual touchdowns. They were just slightly above the Panthers and the Jets. This was a terrible offense. And if you just look at the quarterback position, even if Drake May doesn't touch the field, okay, Mac Jones plays 11 games last year, starts 11 games. Look back at Jacoby Brissett 2 years ago, 2022. He played 11 games, started 11 games that season, and his numbers were better than Mac Jones's. So even if Drake May doesn't hit the field, I think you got DeMario Douglas, is hopefully going to develop further, had a nice little spark in his rookie season. Hopefully you have Kendrick Bourne coming back from his injury and that he's going to be better and more like he was in his first year coming off of free agency when he was here, a couple years ago. I think all around, like, am I sad that Devontae Parker's gone? No. To me, it's mostly about this offense. The defense is kind of status quo. The big question mark to me is the offensive line and how much of a hindrance that's going to be to whoever is playing quarterback.
Well, so look, the defense should be just as good as it was a year ago. They extended Barmore today, by the way, to reportedly the second biggest contract in franchise history. I don't think that's right. I know Schefter's been running with that. I'm sure ownership wants that out there. I don't think that's right, but whatever. Christian Barmore, second biggest contract in franchise history. They extended him.
How you doing, man? You good? How you doing, man?
Oh, I thought the crafts were cheap. I'm sure we'll get a bunch of phone calls like that. They are. I knew they were going to try to cover up their non-spending in free agency with trumpeting this extension. I predicted it weeks ago. Here it is, but good for them. They retain people on defense. They should be better on defense, or at least the same. The offense has to be better if they play Drake May. I know you just said Jacoby Brissett, if he plays 11 games, his numbers are better than Mac. Fine, the numbers are the numbers. If Jacoby Brissett's playing a full year, they're no better off on offense. They're not. It's all about Drake May. If he plays, and he should be out there day one, and we talked about this last week, if he's out there, hell yeah, they're better than they were a year ago. We can debate how much better, or if it's anything meaningful, like if they're just a 6-win team versus a 4-win team and they're drafting in the top 10, then really what's the difference at the end of the day? But I think they'll be more watchable. I think they'll be entertaining. And yeah, I think they're better than they were a year ago, assuming Drake May plays, and I assume he plays. So I agree with you, Mego. But I know not everyone feels that way. Arcand.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys can say that. I mean, I don't know how you can say that when we're dealing with a bunch of unproven rookies here who we don't know what they are yet. I don't know that this is going to be better. I don't think it's necessarily
okay,
we
know what last year
going to
be
better. Of course we know what last year's team was. Last year's team was terrible. But I don't think prior to the draft that they did really anything to get any better. So you're basically putting this all on these rookies, all on Drake May, all on Javon Baker, all on Jalen Polk and
this
the offensive
Antonio
lineman.
Gibson slander.
And Antonio Gibson and Austin Hooper. Sorry, I forgot about them. But also, new left tackle. That's the problem, is that you had holes in the roster that I would have liked to have seen them maybe address a little bit differently. I still don't really feel great about your left tackle situation. I don't think you have a number one wide receiver. You know, the tight end that you picked up at the end of the round, you know, in the sixth round, I don't know if he's going to play. You put so much on this draft. And to go out there and get one guy I think that you really wanted. I think they really wanted Drake May. I don't know that they really wanted any of these other guys. So it's hard for me to say that they're definitely better. Well, maybe better than Jones was last year. Probably. I don't see how you could be that much worse. But will he be better than Mac was like his rookie year, for example? I don't know about that. I don't know where Drake May is going to be starting. I don't know what his trajectory is going to look like. And you're right, Jones. I don't know how much he's going to play this year. I don't. If he doesn't play, if it's Jacoby Brissett, if Jacoby Brissett starts all year, I don't think this team's any better than last year. That might be worse.
I'm with you on that. If it's Brissett playing, then they suck and they're unwatchable and they're boring and they'll score 14 points a game and it's going to be a waste of everyone's time.
I'm not there. I'm not there. I still think, look, last year's team was so bad. And yeah, you got some of those wins through.
Jacoby Brissett's not the answer.
Bailey Zappi. He's not the answer, but I still think that overall the offense is going to be more functional than it was last year. I know quarterback is like the biggest part of it, but Jacoby Brissett is going to be better than Mac Jones was in 2023.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't
think. It's a very low bar.
Yeah, maybe and maybe not. I mean, he's started before and been miserable. He's been on some terrible teams as a starter in the past. I know the numbers in relief last year were okay, but he's not a good quarterback. So if it's Brissett, they're not better. They're basically the same. Drake May, they have a chance to be better. I think Drake May is going to play. I think he's going to play week one, not just this year. I think they're going to look at it. They're going to measure it up. They keep talking about Jacoby Brissett like he's just a sounding board for Drake May, and he's here to bring along Drake May. They don't really talk about him as a player when I listen to Elliott Wolf, when I listen to Jerod Mayo. And we'll ask Drake May today at 4:30. Does he want to play? Does he want to be out there? And I think he should be out there. I think he will be out there. So, again, you can vote. Big question of the day. At Jones and Mego. Is this Patriots roster better than a year ago? Yes or no? Vote there. Dial us up on the phone, 617-779-7937. Now, Arcan, you said something very interesting there, that you don't think they wanted any of these players. And I don't know that I'll quite go that far, but I agree with you on Jalen Polk. And here's what
that was Mike, the main one I was referencing.
Here's what Mike Reese wrote about today, about the number 34 pick. And remember, that's not a second guess, okay? I have maintained for weeks and weeks and weeks, take Drake May at 3, assuming he's there. Take him at 3. Trade up from 34. Get a receiver you want in the 20s. That was my plan for a long time. They checked the first box. They did get a receiver in the second round, but they moved down instead of moved up at 37. Here's what Reese wrote. He said, the Patriots had a trade offer on the table to the Bills late in the first round on Thursday night, according to a source. The Bills traded back multiple times. The Bills were at pick 32 after a trade back with Kansas City, but instead of dealing with their AFC East rival, the Patriots, at 34, they chose Carolina's offer to slide back one slot to pick 33. Receivers Xavier Leggett and Keon Coleman were selected 32 and 33 before the Patriots traded back from 34, so one can deduce the Patriots had either Leggett or Coleman as their target, possibly both. My hunch, writes Mike Reese, is Leggett. Now remember, leading up to the draft, wasn't there a report at one point that Carolina or the Patriots were going to take Leggett
and it had even leaked out, I think, from Leggett himself. He's a wide receiver out of South Carolina, who I didn't want, by the way. It had leaked out that he's like, oh, yeah, Carolina promised me I was going to be the pick, and then they trade up and take him. So maybe that was their guy. Maybe it was Keon Coleman, who I much prefer, but the Bills took. I'm with Arcan. I don't think they loved Jalen Polk. I don't. If you loved him, you would have, A, taken him at 34, or B, moved up to go get him and not attempted to move up for somebody else and then move back. So I think they were fine with him, but that wasn't their target there. That's not the player they wanted.
And this is what's scary to me about this draft. And this is a purely reactionary take to everything that happened over the weekend. Not about who these guys might be or whatever, just the way they drafted, okay? This is just about the process. And it goes to what Arcan said a little bit here. Is it possible that they have these three major areas of need, which are quarterback, wide receiver, and offensive tackle? And at each level, they got at best maybe the guy that they like third best out of all of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the case of receiver and tackle, that's way high, but yes.
Okay, and so I'm saying maybe when they were bookmarking everything out, they're like, okay, we don't know if it's going to be Jaden Daniels or Drake May. Daniels is really our two. Drake May's our three. We're comfortable with all three. And they end up with Drake May. Maybe they were looking, you know, I don't know what the consensus was in the room, but they're looking at wide receiver and they're saying, we like Leggett. Maybe they liked, I mean, they clearly didn't like Mitchell, but maybe there was somebody who went lower in the first round that they thought was going to be in the second round. And they look at it and they go, okay, like we are feeling like these are our two guys. And now we go to Polk, who's the third guy. And then with tackle, it's like, as you said, there's eight tackles who go in the first round. So who knows where they were at by the time they get to the third round there. It's all to say this is why it's so awful to have to be drafting from an area of need, because you end up going, well, we need a quarterback. We need a wide receiver. We need a left tackle. So we're not drafting just for the highest talent. We're drafting for whatever's available in that round that fits for us.
Well, then they should have done something in free agency, A. And B, I don't have a problem with them drafting for need. I just don't think they were aggressive enough. They were too gun-shy. And so they sat there and twiddled their thumbs, and they tried to move up like a spot or two. You could have gone further up. You could have leapfrogged even more than Buffalo. You'd have to wait until pick 32
and
to go get
Leggett. And they said before the draft, Gerard Mayo, so we're going to try and get back in that first round. He's telegraphed.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't do it.
Other than that trade, they...
When has that happened before?
Other than that trade, they stood pat. And so to me, like, okay, draft for need, but be aggressive about it. They weren't aggressive about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. And I think that when you look at where they are, I mean, there was the 10th wide receiver to go in the draft. And he may be good. I mean, listen, we've seen this happen with wide receivers in the past, guys getting drafted in the second round, guys getting passed over. Fine. But he wasn't even the number one guy on his own team last year. I mean, he was the number two guy at Washington.
That's the biggest red flag to me. It's like, okay, so you like his game, and one of the wide receivers coach with you, Hughes, was his coach out there at Washington. And so I don't doubt that he knows him very well, and it's not this simple. But, hey, that's the guy who was playing opposite Rome Odunze, and now he's going to be on your team, and he's supposed to be the most talented guy on your team immediately. Like, he's got nobody to take any coverage off of him out there.
Yeah, and so, look, I'm with you, Arkin. He might be a good player, and I think they're fine with him, but he wasn't the guy they identified. He wasn't the guy they were, you know, all horned up to go trade up and go get, and so they just wound up with him. And so maybe he can play. I'm not telling you he can't. He's not my favorite prospect. I liked other guys who were on the board. You loved A.D. Mitchell.
I like Mitchell better than him.
I would have preferred Ladd McConkey if they were going to move up. I really like Keon Coleman. So, like, look, that's just a game of musical chairs at wide receiver. We'll see who can play and who can't in a couple of years. But they wanted to move up for someone. They didn't, and instead they moved back. So we'll get to all your thoughts on this. Meanwhile, Reese also wrote about Jalen Polk. He said an AFC personnel source opined that Polk's grade among teams likely varied, with more volatility than other receivers based on how teams viewed the stiffness in his route running and lack of consistent separation. Oh, boy. It sounds like he'll fit in right in their receiver room. But his toughness, competitiveness, and ball skills are excellent, the source said. Additionally, the Pats have what they felt was unique insight, as receivers coach Tyler Hughes, who Mega was just talking about, spent last year on Washington's staff. Here is Elliot Wolf, the de facto GM. This was probably his pick. I'm not so sure about pick number three. But here's Elliot Wolf with the scouting report on Polk.
Let's go right to Polk. Give us the rundown on the receiver, if you would.
Yeah, he's a guy that we had our eye on for a while. Really good fit in our offense. He's really tough. He's strong. He can run all the routes, play inside, outside. He's a good blocker. Really competitive, both for the ball in the air and as a run after catch player. Really just kind of a versatile, do everything type guy. who, you know, he ran a little bit faster than a lot of people expected.
Did he?
But when you turn the tape on, you see him running by people. So definitely excited to add him to the mix.
Okay. Phil Perry made a point about the receivers as well at NBC Sports Boston, that they match well with the skill set of Drake May. He's a deep ball thrower. I question the separation. I question the speed of Jalen Polk, but I think he'll catch it once the ball gets there. Phil wrote, second-round wideout Jalen Polk finished the year with a 99.9 deep receiving grade from Pro Football Focus. I don't know what that is, but it sounds good.
Doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, Washington's downfield passing offense. Nope, it's close, though. He picked up 39.6 yards after the catch on 22 targets of 20 yards or more downfield. He was eighth in the class in yards per route run on those deep shots. He did not drop a deep pass all season, and he snagged 5 of his 8 contested catches down the field. Similar numbers on Javon Baker, who we'll get to coming up.
Oh, boy.
Quite the comment.
The personality.
When he jumped on with the New England media. But so these guys are maybe meshing well with the skill set of Drake May, which I'll buy. I like that the Patriots attack the offense. I said in free agency, I didn't need them to sign one player on defense. And I felt the same way going into the draft. They almost did it.
Well, especially after free agency.
They took one defensive player, which is one too many. But otherwise, they did it. And I'm okay with addressing needs. I just wish they were a little more aggressive and got a guy who they felt great about instead of just okay about.
That's sort of how I feel, too. And it's like you knew that these rookies were going to have big jobs. They were going to have big roles on the team, especially the wide receivers. I mean, I think that was going to be obvious no matter who it was that they picked up. And I just don't know how many real impact guys you have, like year one impact guys who are going to play right away and be good. They may be good eventually. They may develop into good players. But with a rookie quarterback and a rookie left tackle, and two rookie wide receivers, it just seems like there's going to be so much learning curve going on here that it's hard for me to expect it to look great right away.
Technically, two rookie quarterbacks.
True.
Oh, we'll get to Joe Milton.
Oh, yeah.
Which
a couple of projects.
I like that pick, by the way. I love the Drake May pick, but I'm okay with taking a second quarterback. I'm totally fine with that, and we'll get to that later on this hour. But I do wonder, it's another guy who doesn't separate, and he's a contested catch guy?
Sounds like Parker.
It does, yeah. Right? And so I hope this guy has more juice than that, and I hope this guy gets open and the scouting reports are off. Wolf said he runs better than people thought. I think he ran 4.51. That's not fast. And
okay,
so,
but people are comparing him to Devontae Adams that way.
Who?
What?
That
who?
Adams wasn't fast.
That he wasn't fast.
I know, but who's comparing him to Devontae Adams?
Oh, I saw it on Twitter.
Who?
If it's on Twitter, it's real,
Okay, but like who? Patriots fans are like, wow, they just got Devontae Adams. Who? Okay,
I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay, well, I didn't see it. I'm asking you where you saw it. I don't know.
You sound like an owl right now.
I thought maybe you could source it. I don't know. Here's Jerod Mayo on the NFL Network during day 3 of the draft on how much input ownership had on the Drake May pick. This was interesting.
You know, it's the first year, obviously, post-Belichick, and there were all these stories coming out about who's making the decisions in New England and who's drafting this pick. What's been the collaborative process in the first post-Belichick year, this draft process itself?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. It's been very collaborative. And I will say this, ownership has given us the freedom to really use our expertise. And that's being football coaches, that's being football scouts. And I think the entire organization down here has done a good job really coming together and making a decision all together instead of just one man having to make the final call. And it's been a great process.
So no one named Kraft put a thumb on the scale and told you about a quarterback, third overall? That didn't happen?
Not at all. Not at all. Now look, they're businessmen. They love the game of football. But at the same time, look, they have a lot of things going on. And Elliot and I, as well as Matt Groh and those guys, look, we just said, hey, we're going to focus on this team and try to put a good team out there this year.
Okay. Very sensitive. Very sensitive to the criticism. They made the pick at 3. I don't think they drafted Jalen Polk. I think they had a big say in who went at number 3. But the Patriots can continue to deny that.
And I liked his little chuckle before he answered.
Yeah.
They were like, did Kraft put a thumb on the scale? He's like, ha, 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 nah.
That's interesting. We've heard that terminology before, so that's interesting. But there you go. 617-779-7937. We're scheduled to join, or be joined, rather, by Drake May at 4:30. Mark that down. We get into your phone calls all day long here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Let's get to him right now. Bunch of you waiting patiently. Jerry's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. So I'm with Arcan on this. I actually don't know what they're thinking. I mean, if they knew they were going to draft a quarterback and they passed on all those wide receivers that were open in free agency and via a trade, and then they just sit back and they trade for May, and like Arcan says, the left tackle, there's a problem. I mean, the defense is probably not going to be any worse, but I mean, they've got to be a little bit better, and also, like Arcan said, you're putting all your rookies in a basket and hoping they play halfway decent. So I'm just scratching my head thinking about the thought process of, you know, going into this draft and not picking up anybody in free agency.
Okay, well that second part is completely fair, but the first part about playing rookies, I'm fine with playing rookies.
Also,
their team last year sucked.
They didn't know Keenan Allen was going to be available, so.
Right. They didn't even bother calling. And so,
yeah, Jalen Polk, I love you and everything, but I wanted that pick to get traded for somebody else
okay,
and then signed
we
and extended.
We talked to Curran a couple of days ago, and I don't know if he was exactly saying, like, you use this year's draft capital or if it was you can entice a team like the Niners or Cincinnati with future picks. They could still have something shake-free in the trade market.
I know, but don't you feel like
it's very much wish-casting. It feels like we're kind of past it, but you never know.
No,
shake free.
That
fine.
Ship has sailed.
It's not
point.
A plan.
No, and just I don't think they were going to get a receiver on draft night or in 2 weeks. I've never thought they're really in this trade for a receiver market. I've never believed that. But yeah, if they do, I'll applaud them. But that felt like the window to get it done. Draft night felt like where guys were going to move. No one really moved, and so that would have been the time to do it. No, that would have been my preference too. Like draft a kid. Like Javon Baker, and then trade 34 for Brandon Ayuk. I would have loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay with playing rookies. I have no problem with playing rookies. And this left tackle business is now convenient because wasn't Trent Brown terrible last year?
Yes.
So, like, what are we really talking about? Their offensive line was terrible. I'm not afraid to play rookies. How much worse can it be?
Trent Brown wasn't rated out as terrible last year.
Was he good or bad? I mean, Trent Brown now?
Well, he might be better than this rookie. Rookie third round pick. Yeah, he might be better than him.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't miss Trent Brown one bit.
I didn't think that.
I don't either, but I wanted them to be more aggressive in the draft with the tackle. I didn't want them to wait until the third round.
I was okay with waiting until the third round.
I know you were. I'm saying I feel like I've been pretty consistent
with
that.
Okay, so you guys want Trent Brown back now? I'm so
no,
confused.
I don't.
You guys
I wanted them to upgrade from Trent Brown Jones. I don't think they did that.
I wanted them to go earlier in the tackle market in the draft.
Okay. But Trent Brown stunk?
I mean, I don't know if he stunk worse than this rookie's going to stink.
I think he stunk, too. And I'm not just talking about...
PFF said he was rated out okay.
Okay, well, PFF among left isn't tackles. The Bible.
Well, we
PFF
just went said. Out the 99 thing that you said about...
That was
yeah,
Phil Perry.
Right
or whatever.
After he said, I don't know what that really means.
That was Phil Perry.
But I don't know what PFF's rating to mean either. All I'm saying is that he's not universally considered to be a terrible left tackle last year. That's all. It's hard. It's hard to grade that sort of thing.
Okay.
I don't think
when
the
you were watching
offensive
the games,
line generally
was good.
Did
you think he performed well?
Not always. Not
okay,
always.
Thank you.
But
that's
I don't know the rookie's going to win as a third round pick.
Okay, but
we
I'm
don't
just.
Know.
But Arcan, it's not.
I don't even know if he's going to beat out Connor McDermott. I'd rather have Trent Brown than Connor McDermott.
It's not that hard to beat out Trent Brown and how they played last year is the point. I don't think. Coach is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Coach.
Yes. Four quick points. One, Mego must have got 100 in every exam at GW.
Thank
Number
you.
Two, listening to Keon
right.
Coleman. I'm sorry, listening to Keon Coleman, he sounded a lot like Antonio Brown, but then again, so did Javon Walker. Number three, it was so refreshing to see them say, we need help on offense, and they drafted 7 out of 8 offensive players. Bill never would do that. And lastly, to Jones's point, it's a brand-new offensive system. It's a brand-new offensive coordinator, coaches on the offensive side of the ball. Having said that, I think everyone's on an even playing field, and if Drake May outperforms everybody, I guess what I'm trying to say is they're all learning this new system together. Let's go with Drake May. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Coach.
Sure,
and by the way,
thanks for listening.
By the way, if you have four points, I was like, there's no way you're going to get through 4 points. 50 seconds.
That was excellent.
That was a great call.
That was the last point. Coach,
I thought the first point was the best.
Let's tidy up the last point a little bit, Coach, but 4 points in 50 seconds, pretty good. And so you got all hundreds at exams at GW?
Yes, I did.
It's very impressive.
You can look that up online, I believe.
That
it says that about me.
That is quite
many
impressive.
Many people are saying that our first two callers were both Mego and I's relatives. they were very complimentary
the first guy
of both
was,
of us. Yeah.
That's true. The first guy was very complimentary of ours. It was like
very
he agreed with Arcan like
I
four different times.
He was like writing a dissertation on Arcan.
Arcan, it's so good to hear from you.
It is.
let me be clear. My relatives do not listen to EEI.
So you can vote at Jones and Mego.
100% agree with Blago there.
Is the Patriots roster better than a year ago? Arcan says no. Me and Mego say yes. Although if it's Jacoby Brissett, I'm not totally sold on that. I do think it'll be Drake May out there. And yes, they'll be better than last year. It's not that hard to be better than last year. You can vote there. You can weigh in. 617-779-7937. He brought up the coaching staff. Let's get into how much we believe in the Patriots coaching staff, how much we trust the coaching staff to bring along these players. Plus, Drake May scheduled to join us at 4:30. Stay tuned for all of that. Arcan with the latest in trending, and we're right back.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Jones and Mego, civil discourse only.
That's stupid. You're stupid. Shut up.
It's Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI.
With all these offensive selections, you know, the Packers, the way the Packers do things is they, you know, draft young guys and they put them in the hands of the coaching staff. This is a lot of offensive players with a lot of guys that you have never worked with. Can you talk about what you've seen out of those guys, your confidence level and the role that they're going to play in developing these players?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Greg. You know, first and foremost, I would say as we brought in 17 new coaches this year, one of the things or one of the criteria that we always make sure, you know, that these guys would check the box with is just able to relate to the players. And I think that's a huge thing, especially with now, to your point, look, a lot of offensive players, a lot of quarterbacks in the room right now at this current time. But at the same time, I would say we have coaches where you can still get that one-to-one type of coaching. And look, we're trying to coach together, but at the same time, you know, Alex Van Pelt was going to run that offense. I have nothing but faith in him and McAdoo and the rest of the guys over there to get it done on the offensive side of the ball.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Greg Bedard. Talking to Jerod Mayo on Saturday about the coaching staff and their ability to bring along some of these young players like Drake May, who we'll talk to at 4:30 here today on Jones and Mego with Arcan.
Thank you.
On WEEI. Listen live here or on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Why wouldn't you? You can listen to our Drake May interview or whatever else right there on the app. So do you trust this coaching staff? I don't. Jerod Mayo just spoke highly of them, but the league doubts them. Mike Reese over the weekend. Now that the Patriots have Drake May, a high-ranking executive from an NFL team opined that arguably the most important thing for them to do is clarify the roles of coaches in his development. The Patriots have offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt, quarterbacks coach T.C. McCartney, senior assistant Ben McAdoo, and former assistant quarterbacks coach Evan Rothstein. He's still here?
Yes, that turncoat Rothstein. Didn't join me in Philadelphia. He decided to stay in Foxborough.
I didn't know Patricia's guy was still here, but he's still here.
He's not my guy anymore. He's dead to me. I'll never look him in the face ever again.
Much like those leftovers in my fridge last night. The thought is that too many voices in May's ear, given his limited playing experience, 26 career starts, and youth, 21 years old, could be counterproductive. So they got to figure this out, is the point from the high-ranking executive, because wasn't that the problem with Mac Jones on some level? Like, I don't want to let Mac off the hook for how crappy his play was, but I don't think he knew who to listen to. Am I listening to Bill? Am I listening to Patricia or Rothstein? Or am I listening to Joe Judge? Like, who am I listening to? Who's coaching me? Am I supposed to be talking to people at Alabama? And they got to streamline that. So who's the guy in Mac's ear? And I'm not telling you I know the answer, but they got to figure that out. And people, this is not me talking on the radio. People around the league on the outside are looking at it and going, yeah, they got to figure that out.
I think it's got to be Alex Van Pelt. Why else did you bring him here? Because he doesn't call plays. Like, in his career, he doesn't call plays. He's a big-time quarterback guy. And whether or not you think that he's had success with Aaron Rodgers or anybody else, or if that's just he's just kind of a victim of the circumstance with whatever level of quarterback he's working with, I would defer to Alex Van Pelt. These other guys, like, you know, the glass half full way to look at it when they brought on all these quarterback-centric guys before the draft was, oh, they're taking a quarterback high in the draft. That's their plan. But now that we're on the other side of it, I do think it's a legitimate concern to go, okay, you know, is McAdoo going to come charging in and say, actually, your footwork can be fixed like this? Is McCartney going to be coming in? Is Drake May going to be bringing in his own people, you know, his own personal throwing coach or whatever, who's going to be getting in with mechanics? I don't know.
Well, I mean, working with on the side, I'm sure, but not with the team. You know,
No. Yeah. But I'm saying it's like there's
all his
there's
brothers join the staff. Too.
Yeah. You know, it's like a big world where it's going to be a lot of different people trying to. He's a project, and I think everybody's going to want to have a handprint on it if they think, especially with some of these guys, that maybe they're trying to get their career back on the upswing again.
Do you think it's Van Pelt?
No. I don't. I don't think that it's going to be just Van Pelt. He may end up having
the primary voice.
Maybe, but I mean, even
he's
then,
running the offense, though. And you just said he's never called plays before. I think he's going to call him here. So I'd imagine he's focused on that and not hand-holding the quarterback.
I would think, and I would hope so. But I also think that there's other guys there in that room.
I know, McDaniels have been a coordinator before.
Sure, but McAdoo was a head coach before. So, I mean, there's going to be other voices there that are going to maybe have, in some cases, power struggles. And I'm not sure that Van Pelt's going to win them all. I just don't, because this is his first time ever doing something like this. And it's sort of the point and the problem with the entire draft and putting all of these rookies in the hands of first-time coaches. It just seems like a very easy recipe for disaster. And I don't know whether it's a bunch of different voices or just Van Pelt being the primary voice, if it's going to make a difference.
Okay. You can vote in our big question of the day. It's not about the coaching staff, but you can weigh in on that too. 617-779-7937 or vote. Is the Patriots roster better than a year ago? 86% say yes.
Woo! We're feeling good after the draft.
I'm with the 86%. Arcand is part of the 14% saying no, they are not better than a year ago. My only caveat is if it's Jacoby Brissett, then they're not. Same, same. But as long as Drake May is playing, and I think he will be, and that means week one, yeah, they'll be better and more watchable. Text 37937. You guys all know the number. Aw, Arcand is crying again because his Binky BB is gone, and rightfully so.
What?
Bill Belichick was your Binky.
Yeah.
Okay. We all know
right.
It.
News to me.
I'm as happy after
that's
the first call.
Christian.
I'm as happy after the first call was just so friendly to Arcand and so complimentary. Somebody was ripping him. That's the reason I included that. Also, this one, Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl this year. Don't rush Drake if you don't have to. Okay.
So if you're not going to the Super Bowl, there's no reason to play the quarterback?
I mean,
they're going to the lottery.
Right.
The Texans didn't go to the Super Bowl last year. They were idiots for playing C.J. Stroud. I agree.
That was a failure.
The current Patriots roster is at best a 6-win team. Still no pass rusher you have
still
to account
better,
for.
Though.
That is better, technically.
Wait, okay. No pass rusher you have to account for?
I was going
to
say. But they definitely have a pass rusher as long as Judon's on the team.
Yeah, do you know something about Judon's injury rehab that we don't?
Or number one receiver. I agree on the number one receiver. Also this, hey, stupids.
Yes.
Hi. They're not trying to win this year, idiots. They want another top 5 to 7 pick next year.
Interesting.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan. Let's go back to the phones. Harrison is in Seekonk. Go ahead, Harrison.
Hey, guys. So I do think that the Patriots got better through the draft, and part of me believes that because the bar is set so low compared to last season where you only won 4 games. And I'm just glad that they went with a quarterback with a high ceiling, because over the years, I mean, you had all these pocket passer field general guys with not a lot of upside. I mean, you go down the list to Garoppolo, Mallett, Castle, all these guys. So I'm just glad that they were able to address the needs. Obviously, I don't. I like A.D. Mitchell kind of with Arcand, but only time will tell if, you know, Jalen Polk and, you know, the offensive tackle they took in the 3rd round will work out for them. So I do think that they got better due to the low bar set from last season.
Yeah, they can't be worse. I mean, maybe they're the same. They can't be worse than a year ago. And he mentioned Jalen Polk, who they took at pick 37. They also selected a receiver in the fourth round that I personally am pretty excited about. I guess people are complaining about this comment. Let's hear the full exchange from Javon Baker at a Central Florida fourth round pick.
I think we've got you on mute, so I'll just... Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I can hear you now too. Awesome. So, everyone, welcome, Javon Baker. We'll start off with first question here from Doug Kide.
First question.
Javon, congratulations and welcome to New England. I saw one of your initial reactions on Instagram was that it took too long for you to be picked.
Yes. So
what's your mentality now after having to wait 2 days to get drafted?
Hello.
It's just mentality is just kill whoever on the side of me on the other side of me.
Okay.
That's really the mama mentality. That's it.
Okay. So that's the first one. I don't think a lot of people.
Hello.
One other one.
I don't think a lot of people have made a big stink about that. But the first one, he's like, I want to kill the person across from me. That's number one. Which, good. You should want to do that. Number two, what was this? Riz, how it starts.
That's how I feel.
One other one real quick. What can you tell us and Patriots fans about your game?
Hey, just come to the home stadium and bring out popcorn. That's all I can tell y'all. Bring your popcorn. I make people in wheelchairs stand up. Bring your popcorn.
Now, how can you not be excited about that kid? He's getting dragged for that comment. Is that what you're telling me? People are upset at that.
Karen Garigian didn't like it.
Anybody else?
I don't know. Listen, this is hard because I'm not going to speak for people in wheelchairs or people who know someone's in wheelchairs. Maybe they're offended by it. I personally wasn't, but if they are, they have a right to be, I guess. You know, if that's something that they want to say, it's not my battle to pick or my fight to pick. But if that's, I could see that being offensive to someone who's in a wheelchair. Yeah.
I guess. Should he have chosen his words a little more carefully? I guess. But at the end of the day,
he's like, pumping himself up.
I like that. Thank you. I'm gonna kill the guy across from me, and I'm making people in wheelchairs stand up. So come watch me. And I think the Patriots could use a little bit of that. Can the kid play? I have no idea. But a little personality, that's a welcome change. I'll take it.
Yeah, I can understand why it may be offensive to some people. I'm not
so
offended.
Neither of you guys like that. Neither of you guys like this.
No, I thought it was funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Come on.
Can we all have a little bit of a sense of humor, for God's sakes?
Breathe out a little bit, but I can also understand, like, I'm not personally involved in that comment, so I can understand how if you are or a family member is, you could be like, I don't really like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're entitled to that. Like, to each their own.
All right.
Maybe he really has, like, medical training and he's...
I was at Arkin's house when this happened and I, like, spit my drink out looking at the comment on Twitter.
Whoever on the side of me, on the other side of me. That's really the mama mentality. That's it.
He said he wants to kill everybody on the other side. Mamba mentality.
Yeah, Mamba mentality.
Oh, how dare he?
People aren't upset about that one.
No, of course not.
No.
No one should be upset about anything, but everybody's personally offended by everything.
I wasn't personally offended at all. I'm just saying I can understand if people were.
I can understand how you would be.
Yeah.
For me, it holds no weight.
And also, what was jarring to me is a Patriots draft pick having a personality right away. Like, that was jarring. I saw that and I was like, wow, it's really a new day around here. Because, you know, like, before it was Gronk and his brothers all dancing around on stage and Bill calling him and saying, get off the stage, you're embarrassing the team. And now guys are talking about this sort of thing. It's different. It's going to be a new way of doing things around here.
It is. We'll get to who's leading the league and who's circling the drain coming up. We'll also get to the Patriots taking another quarterback, a second quarterback, Joe Milton. How do we feel about that? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. You like Crazy Town?
I think Crazy Town for sure.
Megan Ottolini.
I love fire.
Christian Arcand.
I love shrooms.
This is Jones and Mega with Arcand.
Let me upgrade you
on WEEI.
As we look toward the future for the Patriots and wonder who's going to be the starting quarterback, what's camp going to be like, let me call you to a recent example. Remember when Mac Jones came in, it was like, is he going to be the starter? What's the deal? They ended up releasing Cam Newton. Right, so they came in, let him compete. The guy who is the best and should be starting quarterback starts, and you make a decision moving forward. So I really do believe Jerod Mayo, when he's, look, I think a lot of people thought that Drake May could come in and sit. That was generally what most scouts told me. But we will see what happens when they get on the field in training camp, if that's real.
Ooh, we will see what happens. I can't imagine the kid loses a quarterback competition to Jacoby Brissett. So he should be out there. I think he will be out there. We're talking, of course, about Drake May. He'll be making his first radio appearance in Boston less than 2 hours from now, right here on Jones and Mego with Arcand. We're excited to talk to him. Patriots Monday, hopefully, during the season, assuming he's the starting quarterback.
What are we going to do to get Arcand out of the room?
I don't know.
We got to trick him.
We got
to
do something.
We shouldn't have told him. We should have made up a fake time to tell Arcand.
Well, the real time, as I'm trying to tell the people, is 4:30 today, so make sure you tune in. Less than 2 hours from now. You can listen on the Odyssey app, AUDACY.
You guys, I heard they're giving away free napkins in the break room.
Whoa, where?
Wink.
When? What time?
We lock them out.
4:29.
We just bar the door shut.
Yeah, there's meatball subs and cannolis over there.
Are you planning on asking about the yips? Hey, Drake, why did you have a worse year last year? Was it the yips?
I wasn't going to ask about the yips, but I was going to ask about last year. I was planning on asking him about, you know, his last year at UNC.
All right, let's lock him out. You're on to something. Let's lock him out.
What's wrong with that? I can't ask him about it.
Arcand's going to be like, why did you play in the ACC when it sucks so much compared to the other conferences?
Well, that's not his fault.
No, that's a fair question. I think it's a totally fair question. You should ask that question.
Okay.
And if you want to ask about the yips, you know, it's your carte blanche. Whatever you want to ask there, Arcand, it's up to you.
Oh, Arcand, there's actually an eclipse today, so we're going to need you at 4:30 to go out to the parking lot.
You're better off with the napkin giveaway if you want to get
lunar eclipse. It's a lunar eclipse, not a solar one again.
No, it's just a car. It's an eclipse that's driving in.
We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get to your thoughts as well on Joe Milton, who the Patriots selected. But first, it's time now for our weekly look at our league leader and who's circling the drain, presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. I'll take league leader. I was at the Revs game on Saturday night. Good take, fun environment, and Lionel Messi didn't disappoint. Now, I lost my bet because I bet him for the first goal in that game, and I thought about betting him for two. It's what I should have done, Ryan. I lost my bet, but that's a me problem. Pretty good take on Saturday night. And I didn't miss much when it came to the Celtics or the Bruins. Celtics were destroying Miami, and we'll get to them next hour. Bruins, I was able to listen to a good chunk of it on the way home. Traffic, a bit of a nightmare, but you know what? Seeing Lionel Messi actually produce, not just go out there and run around for 20 minutes, and he actually suited up, which I was ready to just rip the crap out of the crafts today for if he didn't. But he did. He was out there. He scored twice, two more assists. That's our league leader.
All right. Circling the drain is the Phoenix Suns, who were swept by the Timberwolves and now find themselves in no man's land. They don't have a draft pick in the first round until 2031. That's not a misprint. 2031 until they're drafting in the first round again. That's a long time. Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal are both signed through 2026, making over $50 million. They have three max guys, no other assets, and no other cap space. So I'd say it's dark days ahead for the Phoenix Suns.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was not very high on Minnesota going
into
the postseason.
Also, Durant wants a trade, I just read, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, look,
What else is there?
Yeah, when have we heard that before? I was not very high on Minnesota. They looked great in that series. I was going to pick Phoenix when they were down 2-0, but Minnesota looked too good.
I'll reiterate, Anthony Edwards, top three MVP candidate next year.
So good.
I never pulled the trigger on that. Are you afraid of Minnesota for the Celtics?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you are. I'm still not. 617.
They're lower on my scaredy cat meter. But they're like third.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the Celtics next hour along with the Bruins as well. We got thoughts on Joe Milton, but Brandon in Boston is waiting patiently on Milton. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So hey, I was hearing all this talk about starting Drake May for, week one. I find it hard to believe when he's going to have to look over his shoulders at Joe Milton. When you look at their numbers in college, Joe Milton had 5 interceptions. He was sacked 16 times.
Yeah, Brandon, one was the third pick. The other was a sixth-round pick. Brandon.
Brandon always comes with the stats.
Brandon, can you look
sure
past
does.
The stats? For how much?
Let me get to the point real
Brandon,
quick.
Brandon, no. Listen to me. How much do the stats matter when one guy was a sixth-round pick?
I'm trying to get to a point here. He had 9 interceptions and was sacked 29.
Brandon, I can look on ESPN.com for the stats. I don't need you to read me the stats.
I like when you bring the stats,
I
Brandon.
Don't.
Well done.
I don't. And so, all right.
I'm trying to make a point.
Is it going
to
be? Is it going to be a quarterback competition?
They call him Box Score Brandon on Rich Keefe's show.
I like Brandon. Call in any time, Brandon. But like, one guy was just the third overall pick. The other guy was a sixth round pick. And I get it. Brady was a sixth round pick. Quarterbacks can come from anywhere, I guess.
Roger that.
But like, don't read me the stats. One guy just fell to the sixth round for a reason. Text 37937. Since Arcan didn't want Drake, is he on hashtag Team Milton for quarterback? Ooh. I need someone else on the bandwagon. Maybe that was Brandon texting
probably.
In.
Could have been, yeah.
Did he follow up with like a bunch of numbers after?
Just all stats. Just spammed us with stats.
I was not high on Drake May, I'll admit, but I'm higher on him than I am on Joe Milton. I think it's a little strange to have two rookies.
Why?
I'm with Jones on
because I feel
this.
Like you're venturing too close to the Mac Jones-Bailey Zappi
Whatever,
situation.
Whatever, throw darts.
All right, fine, but I just think that, you know, if you're going to have... What?
The problem with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi wasn't that they drafted Zappi. The problem
was
Mac.
They weren't good.
The problem was Mac was a giant baby about it.
The bigger problem was neither of them were
okay,
good.
Okay, fine, but Mac was a giant baby and was threatened by it. I don't think Drake May is going to be threatened by Joe Milton. Maybe I'm wrong, but
if
I don't think
he's
going to be threatened.
First year, maybe. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that right away Mac Jones was either. I think once things started to go downhill, then all of a sudden it's, well, you got this other rookie who's also a bit of a project and the same way that people are talking about you, and he's there too, and, you know, maybe it's not going great. So let's take a look at this guy. If you have a veteran in the building, then I think that changes things because that's not something.
Well, you
that,
do. You have Jacoby Brissett.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't have that with Jones and Zappi last year. Now you do, so I'm hoping that makes a difference, but I still think it's weird to have two rookies.
I like it. It's a sixth-round pick. If he works out, great. He's on your team. Maybe he does push Drake May somewhere down the line, or maybe he's a trade asset. And if he's a bum, he was a sixth-round pick, and you cut him and you draft another guy next year. Here's Jerod Mayo after the pick. This is on Saturday afternoon. Here's what he thinks of Joe Milton.
I'll start with Milton, the quarterback. What can you tell us about the pick and how you sort of envision him fitting in here?
Yeah, you know, we're in the business of trying to get good football players through the door, and Milton happens to be one of them. Obviously, he understands we have a quarter. We took a quarterback at 3 at Drake. One thing that we preach is competition. Everything is about competition, and nothing is given. All of it's earned, and that's how we thought about the process.
Okay, Mayo was later asked whether or not he had the potential to move anywhere else on the roster to like another position. I guess Dane Brugler at The Athletic wrote he could see him moving to tight end. Mayo said we drafted him to be a quarterback. Milton shot that down. He said there's no chance it's happening or something like that. So you like it too, Mego. And I know you went through it in Washington.
That I felt was a little different. I mean, I know it's like just a fourth round compared to sixth round, so it's not that big of a stretch. But those were two radically different styles of quarterbacks. Look, I don't think that Drake May and Joe Milton are necessarily like the same exact kind of quarterback, but I feel like they're a little bit closer. Like with RG3 and with Kirk Cousins, it was opposite ends of the spectrum. And I guess you could say it kind of worked out for them. They ended up rolling with Kirk Cousins until they didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, look, I'm not telling you Joe Milton's going to be awesome. The idea of drafting another quarterback, I have no problem with. Developmental quarterback, see if it works out. If it doesn't, maybe you can move him to tight end. If not, he was a sixth-round pick anyway. Those guys rarely make the team.
Look, like he could be good scout guy for you, looking at some of the different styles of quarterbacks that you have to play in the league. And then maybe it's like a situation that you just went through last season where he does something in preseason, he shows something in camp, people get excited about him, and he's an asset down the line or that you can move.
And maybe we'll talk to him in the preseason. because we talked to the quarterbacks of the Patriots during the season. We'll be doing that today at 4:30 as well. Drake May will join us here on Jones and Mega with Arkan on WEEI. We'll get your phone call, 617-779-7937. You can also vote in our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. Is this Patriots roster better than last year? Mego and I say, duh. Arkan has his heels dug in, though. He says they're not. We'll also get to the Bruins. Another win for them over Toronto. What happened to the goalie rotation? Let's get to that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.